I'm David Ross. I'm the interim executive director here at the United Wireless Center. I came from the Show Me Center in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, and so after 26 years, it's hard to say the United Wireless Arena versus Center. But I, you know, if you catch me, just I'll repeat it. I want to welcome you. I want to welcome you to the McWorks Conference Center and United Wireless Arena. Your support, this crowd, for a quick announcement shows the support that you have for this community and for the events that we'll be having here. We anticipate a lot of success for this exciting announcement. For you history buffs, you want to mark down September 26, 2013 as a red letter day for this facility. It's the day that professional sports returns to Dodge City, securing another anchor tenant to go along with the Dodge City Community College for programming events will guarantee us entertainment and program throughout the year and another quarter of the year as we're going forward. And it fulfills one of the visions that the citizens of Dodge City had for this magnificent facility. I arrived in Dodge City barely 3 weeks ago, and as they say, timing's everything. So it's been my good fortune to be involved in the final negotiations to bring this exciting new team and sport to Dodge City and their exciting brand of sports entertainment. The entire staff here and I are looking forward to working with the new league and the team ownership, and we're glad they chose Dodge City and the United Wireless Arena to locate their team. And I want to change that. I want to change it now. It's now our team, and it's our team here in Dodge City, so we want to support them well. Here to make the official announcement for the expansion into the Dodge City market is the commissioner of the Champion Professional Indoor Football League, Mr. James Bain.
Thank you very much. One quick introduction I'll make. I don't see Brad Lindgren is here from our franchise in Lincoln, and Brad is representing our executive committee of owners here today. And so I just wanted to recognize Brad, and I know our crew from Wichita was going to come today. I don't know that they're here yet, but they'll be around as well. So a very exciting day for us, and for a couple of reasons. I'm excited to bring on Ricky, and you guys will get to know Ricky and know the kind of person he is, and Coach Ponder and Joy. I'm excited to work with them and bring them apart, make them a part of our team, with the league. And the second reason I'm really excited is this gives me more of a reason to come to Dodge City. I love it out here. I was in Wichita for a few years, and I'm in Lawrence now. But I tell you, I talk about how much I love it in this part of Kansas all the time, and so I'm very excited to be here more often. And our league, our business philosophies kind of fit with Dodge City and the people of this part of Kansas. Whenever I come out here, the hospitality is phenomenal, the food is phenomenal. Whenever I'm here, I don't know what you do here, but the food is great. So some business philosophies we have that I know Ricky shares with me is when you buy season tickets, we don't just take your money and you come to a game and that's it. When you buy those season tickets, you're part of the team, and you're a member of the team. And when you buy that sponsorship, you're a part of the team, and we want you involved with the team as much as you want. And when we want to get to know you, when I come to games, I want people to stop me, and I want to get to know people more. So I think that fits with the people of Dodge City, and we're really excited about that. The second kind of philosophy that I'll touch on is a goal when we go into a city is we want we want the team to instill more civic pride, and we want our teams to be involved in nonprofit things and community events, and give residents a reason to be more proud of living here and be proud of the team. And so we do everything possible to to you know, have a bring a good reputation into the city and have our players as much part of the community as possible. So we're very happy, excited today, and I thank you very much for all the hospitality and welcoming us to Dodge City. I'm going to introduce Dodge City Mayor Kent Small. Thank you very much.
Good morning and welcome. I thought my name was reserved, so. But I'm happy you're here. As one of the old owners of the Dodge City Legend, the basketball team, professional basketball team that used to be here, you know, it was sad when the USBL closed their office and we lost our team because we had a very successful franchise. So this is an exciting time when we get professional sports back in Dodge City. I need to warn Coach and Ricky that one of the things they'll need to decide right up front is whether they're going to allow noodle knockers.
Oh.
And noodle knocker, these styrofoam deals these guys bring, and they bang them together. You talk about some noise. That was one of the things that we had at the Legend, and it makes it really exciting. We had some really, really strong fan support, so I'm sure that you guys will too. I'm excited that you're in town. It's a great day for United Wireless Center Arena. But, you know, David, I'm glad you're here. You've done a great job in your long term that you've had. But this is going to be an anchor tenant for our community, and I want people to get behind them. And James didn't tell you, but, you know, people are concerned that the ticket prices are going to be excessive. I'm here to tell you that it's probably about the same as going to a movie, maybe a little bit more, but not much. So you're going to be able to come out here. It's going to be something you can afford. It's going to be something that you're going to enjoy because it is fast and it is hard-hitting. The only thing that's disappointing about it is I asked them if I could be quarterback. They said no. I asked them if I could be running back. They said no. I asked about defensive tackle, and they said no. You're too old. So, I mean, I really do wish them a lot of success. It's going to be an exciting time. And I want everybody to be here. One thing I do want to do is I saw some other city commissioners here. I don't know where they're at. I know Rick Sowers is back here. And Joyce Warshaw are two other city commissioners that are here to support the team. So at this time, I want to turn it over to Jerry King, the chairman of the Ford County Commission. So, Jerry.
Greetings, and I'm kind of like Ken. I thought my name was reserved, too. But anyhow, on behalf of Ford County, we welcome the league and the team to this facility. This is, you know, I'm a football guy. This is easy for me to get excited about this. It's a no-brainer for me. I will play cheaper than the mayor will. Just want that and willing to do a three-year agreement. But, you know, on behalf of the county, we welcome you here to the United Wireless Arena. I'd like to recognize also Commissioner Chris Boyce from the Ford County here as well. At this time, I'd like to invite up Ricky Burtz, the owner and the general manager, to come up and say a few words.
I would have put you a defensive end, but I'm not the coach, just so you know, okay? Or maybe a linebacker. But, no, just to reiterate some of the things that have been said already, a very exciting day for us, and I want to appreciate everybody that made it out for the initial team announcement. I'd agree with David, you know, hopefully this date is a date that goes down in history for the community. I'll say that, you know, being one of the newest people to call Dodge City home, I'm not upset that there's snow on the ground back in Fairbanks, Alaska, so I'm looking, I mean, I can handle that. The wind's taking a little getting used to, but I've told it's not natural, and there's a lot of things that I'm excited for, both personally. Yeah, well, I'd say both. I have a son who's 11 years old, and I've been telling him about how bad the wind blows, and all he wants to do is fly a kite, and I said, son, you're going to have to get, like, anchored down or something, because the kite's going to blow you away, and he's actually upset that whenever we go Halloween for trick-or-treating this year, there's not going to be snow on the ground or minus 20 because we're used to having to put clothes on underneath the costume before we go out. And so he's kind of a little bummed about that for whatever reason, but I'm absolutely excited because I'm out there with them freezing the whole way. But on a professional note, though, I'm really the support in this community has been absolutely phenomenal. I've made numerous trips here previously before the decision was to kind of relocate here permanently myself, but also for DC professional sports. I can tell you that there's two aspects of the team, and I tell people this all the time, that whenever you play the sport of football, somebody's going to win the game and somebody's going to lose the game. And if you don't like those odds, then don't play the game. But I can tell you that from a competitive standpoint, my son included, he'll tell you firsthand, I have a hard time losing to anything. I'm proud to say that in the history of me owning teams, we've never had a losing record. We've made the playoffs every single year. We've won conference and division titles. I wear a size 9.5 ring. I'm still looking for that elusive championship ring, but hopefully it comes to fruition sooner rather than later. But from what happens on the field, I can tell you that the fans will be extremely entertained, extremely excited to have the players represent this community and actually be a rallying point for something the community can build itself around, something that the local high school has done as well as the community college. This will be no different than that. But I'd say even more important is the success of the team off the field. And I can tell you that this being my home and everything else, football has been, I played football myself, and it's taught me a lot of valuable lessons in my life. And one of those lessons is always to pay it forward. And I can tell you that the players associated with this team, this organization, will pay it forward to the community. So regardless of what our record is on the field, even though we've been very successful, we will be undefeated off the field. We will have a team that the community will be proud of, a team that will have a lot of the characteristics, the morals that actually exemplify the community. I don't take moving very lightly, and that's one of the reasons why I made the decision to move here. It reminds me an awful lot of my hometown, minus the weather, of course, you know. But so in having said that, David said this exactly. This is the community's team, and make no mistake about that. I didn't feel that it was right, me being a new resident here, to actually, or any of my staff, to actually name the city, or name the team, I apologize. It will be Dodge City something, and what that is, we don't know yet. And so I am proud to announce, or happy to announce, that if you guys visit our website or stop by the office, we actually have a Name the Team contest that is taking place. We hope to have a team name selected within the next week or two. All entries will be reviewed, and a name will be finalized off of that, but whoever signs up and actually is the person that selects the correct name that we go with will win season tickets. We're going to have them at the first game on the field for the coin toss. There's going to be some other memorabilia that will come along with that, but I'm really excited to see what the community itself wants to actually name their own team after, and I'm looking forward to that as well. So far this morning, I think I lost track at 73 submissions already, and it hasn't even been 2 hours. So this afternoon will probably be even more exciting to see what comes on in. But, you know, I don't have anything more beyond that. I'll be happy to stick around and talk to everybody. Like James, I'm a very personable person, very approachable. Learned about the hatchet game already between Garden City and Dodge City, you know. We'll actually be attending our first high school football game tomorrow night. We're looking forward to that as well. I can tell you that the stadium, we were driving around town just looking at different things, and we drive on by the stadium, and it's just like, bam, it's just there, you know, just like the arena. And I can tell that just by the people that I've talked to, it has a strong following, and we'll be a part of that. We're not going to dictate it. We're going to be a part of that. And the sum of those parts will be greater as a whole, and we will be a part of this community. So I guess probably the next thing I'll do is introduce our head coach. Probably my son's 11, and he knows who our coach is. He knows him more for the video game world that we play in. I tell people this all the time that, you know, EA Sports is who makes Madden football, and my son has an Xbox, a PlayStation, probably not a whole lot different than other people. And in that game, EA Sports mirrors real-life football. And so, for example, I tell people Peyton Manning can complete a pass to anybody on that field. Adrian Peterson, it takes two or three people to tackle. Kansas City's Chiefs team is not that good because based upon last year, but they're doing great so far. They're 3-0. But EA Sports also makes an arena football game. And players in arena football are actually, they're a lot more, they're more transient. Players are always trying to move to the CFL, NFL Europe, the NFL, so on and so forth. But the one constant in that game, though, is who the head coaches are. And just like in EA Sports, how it mirrors real life, the arena football game version does the exact same thing. And in that game, Dodge City is not in that game, but hopefully that'll change if they do something. But in that game, there's the number one coach, number one offense, number one team. And that gentleman's going to be our head coach of this football team. And I take a lot of pride. I've worked with this guy before previously. The characteristics, the expectations, the standards of what I have as far as an extension of the team, he exceeds those expectations on every level. And I'm excited to have him come on down to Dodge City, be the head coach of the team and actually the first coach in the history of the team as well. And I'll turn it over to Sean Ponder, our new head coach.
Well, we can sign two contracts, no problem. I don't know if you're going to show up on practice day when you see the other guys we got coming in, but you're welcome to play. Obviously, I've been coaching a long time. Have had success. I've worked with Ricky for 2-3 years in Fairbanks, Alaska, and was very successful up there. We took a team. Ricky purchased the team and brought all brand new players in there the first year. We set all kinds of franchise records. Again, went back-to-back playoffs and conference championships and all those things. Our number one goal is a team, obviously, as the coach, is we're going to be competitive right out the gate. I know Lincoln's here, and I'm sure Wichita's here too. We are great friends off the field and all that, but you know, come game day when that clock goes, you know, we want to beat each other up, and then afterwards we're friends. And I think the one thing that we're going to have in this league is the regional aspect with all of the rivalries that already exist, from Salina to Lincoln to Wichita to Topeka to Kansas City. Those are great rivalries that everybody in this room can attach to with high school sports or junior colleges. I played at Emporia State for a few years, had a great experience there. I was also the head coach of the Wichita team for 3 years, the Wichita Stealth, and was very successful there as well. So I'm sure when we play Wichita, I'll get a few boos when I go back. But I expect the same things. And with the noodles, I'm okay, but we got to train them on the noodles. When we have the ball, no noodles. When they have the ball, lots of noodles. So I haven't seen a noodle, but I want to see a noodle. And I think the community will definitely grasp this sport. You'll love to watch the games. They're very entertaining. It's not like going to an NFL game where you sit, you know, 1,000 feet away. You can't really hear what the players are saying or doing, and you're trying to figure out which one the number of this guy is. You'll be able to smell their breath, and some of them don't smell good. They'll be that close. And the action is right in your face. In between timeouts, there'll be T-shirts going up in the crowd, all kinds of fun things going on, game activities with kids riding bicycles and people doing all type of contests on the breaks, and it's entertaining. I have 6 children, anywhere from 21 to 4. They all like going to the games. The 21-year-old likes the cheerleaders. The 4 and the 10-year-old boy like the game. So, but there's all type of the aspects for kids and adults, and it's a fun sport and game to be a part of. And you know, when we go back to the you're part of the team, it is your team. I will say, as a season ticket holder or a sponsor, it is your team, but I get to call the plays, please. Okay. You'll enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. I'm excited to be here and be back in the Kansas area. Was a resident of Wichita for 3 years and, like I said, played in Emporia State. I love this area. I love the passion that they have for their sports out here. And then just win a whole lot of football games. That's our plan. We're going to be competitive right out the gate, I can tell you that. And I wear a 10.5, and we'll try to get Ricky one of these rings this year. Thank you very much.
Well, you've met the cast of players. If you have questions, if you'd like to meet with them afterwards, certainly we can do that. If there's any public questions that you'd like to ask now, they can come back and answer, and that way you don't have to answer it 54 times for everybody else individually. Any questions?
David, you might have them talk about the length of the season and when it is.
Okay, Ricky, you want to come forward? And one of the things we did not mention, but their offices are located here in the United Wireless Arena, and then they're downstairs. They've got the front door entry where they, so you'll be able to see them anytime you like.
Great question. You know, the season will start mid-February of 2014. I know that there might be some biased opinions, such as Lincoln and Wichita, and I'm sorry, Mr. Commissioner, but the championship game is the weekend before the 4th of July. That's when the season ends, and I anticipate playing in that game, just so you know. So there's 12 regular season games. You know, we'll actually work closely with the arena, which I will say this real quick. I mean, David Ross has been phenomenal to have him represent Dodge City. He's one of the key parts, one of the key pieces as far as why we made the decision to come to Dodge City. So I want to thank you publicly for all your help in that regard. So,
pay you later.
You'll pay me later. Excellent. Nice. You want a kicker spot or something? Try out. No. So, no, the 12 regular season games, we'll actually try to coordinate something where we maybe have a preseason game ahead of time or something like that. But 12 regular season games, six home, six away. The season will start roughly the middle of February. The league commissioner is actually working on the schedule as we speak. And the championship game is the weekend before 4th of July, last weekend of June. So, other questions?
Not to take anything away from Ken or Steve, but where will most of the players come from?
You know,
most of the players, I've obviously coached for 12, 13 years, and there's a lot of players who will come from where I was in the past, but as well as we will have local players here. The whole basis of this league is to have local talent. You know, I know there's a Dodge City program, there's a Garden City, there's quite a few junior colleges around the area. We will have open tryouts. We only have a certain amount of housing for out-of-state players, so there has to be players who are in-state as well. And, you know, locally, I believe it's 100 and – what's the mileage, 100 and some miles?
Yeah.
Well, Lincoln, they let them 500 miles. They bring the guys all over the place. They cheat. That's okay. But there will be a lot of local guys, so we will have tryouts here. And hopefully we can find some talent to mix and match with our guys and put a good product on the field. And the good part about that is we're not competing against – a team in Chicago or in Miami, Florida, where obviously the amount of people there would be way bigger than us, and we wouldn't have a chance against a team like that. It's set up so there's a team in Topeka, a team in Lincoln, a team in Wichita, and they have to have the same amount of local players. So we'll have local players as well as players from outside the area. We will have guys with Division I talent. We'll have guys with Division II talent, and we'll have guys who play in the NFL. I mean, we'll have that type of talent here, and those players will come in, and they'll be really hard to miss, I can tell you, because they're some pretty big boys. Yes, that's a good question. But, yeah, we're going to have tryouts here, probably two or three of them in the next three, 4 months.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, our anticipated, hopefully we can have the team name finalized, which we'll have a follow-up press conference at that point in time. Our hope, our expectation is to actually have our first tryout date finalized at that press conference, so we can actually announce that for those people that are interested in trying out locally. So.
So we got three guys already signed, right?
We got three. Are you ready to go?
What day of the week, and is it an afternoon, evening?
I would say that all of the dates that we have for the arena are going to be played on Friday or Saturday. I would say probably more than likely Saturday, with the kickoff time around 7 o'clock is what's going to happen. And actually, one question that somebody did bring up, the mayor brought up, this will be family affordable entertainment. It will be cheaper than going to the movies. Kids' tickets start at $6.50, just so you know. It will be extremely affordable. Family entertainment is what this business model is geared around. And one other thing I did forget to mention, that indoor football is actually the third fastest growing sport in the entire United States. And so the announcement of the Dodge City team today furthers that growth of what's happening. So,
what's the price of a season pass?
Season pass, the most expensive season pass is $150. That's for the seats right up on the front. And I can tell you that if you sit up there, you have to pay attention. I'm just telling you right now. Because, you know, there's a saying that you can keep the ball, and we go through about 100 footballs a game, but you got to throw the player back. The players fly over. Whenever people come on in and pick up season tickets and they want those front two or three rows, that's great. That's fantastic. But you got to be watching at all times, because if not, his son has an owie on his forehead from a player flying over. So, but you have to pay attention to that. But $150 will be the highest price, and it'll go all the way down to $60 for adults. And like I said, kids get in for $6.50. So, more questions.
How many teams in the league?
James, presently. Actually, there's 10 presently.
Yep.
You know, that could change or something like that. I don't want to speak for James, but James fields expansion request all the time. That number is going to be locked in for the 2014 season, though, because we've started the process of building our schedule. And once your schedule is finalized, you can't add another team in there. So, but, yeah, all our we have a lot of regional play that happens and takes place. Coach touched base on some of the rivalries that exist, and we plan on adding fuel to the fire on those rivalries. So, any other questions?
Well, only thing I'll say is, obviously, with anybody who has businesses, I know we talked with Joyce, with principal at an elementary school. Our team will be very involved in the community. Our players will go out and read to kids. They'll be involved with Habitat for Humanity. I've been part of Fellowship of Christian Athlete for 20 years. Our guys will give back. If there is anybody else in this room that would like our players to show up and be part of any nonprofit things, please give us a call. Our guys will show up. I had a practice last year. We even showed up for birthday parties. Guys were really, really tired for practice. And I was trying to figure out why, and they say, Coach, we play laser tag for 3.5 hours. So if there's things in the community that you would like our team to be part of, we open that up and would love to be part of anything in the Dodge City area.
Anything else? All right, well, we appreciate everybody showing up. We have refreshments. We have coffee, soda, drinks, danishes, muffins over there. I said, like David said, our office is downstairs. We're in the southwest corner of the building. Our office is set up. We're ready to go. Phone lines are set up, ready to go. Again, if you guys have an interest in submitting a team name, enter as many times as you want, but DodgeCityFootball.com. We'll have our official website up within about 2 weeks once the team name has been selected. So,
if I could mention the league website, our league website is cpifl.org, so it's kind of weird with the ORG, but we have our rules page is really great, so you can go on there and read about the rules to acclimate yourself with a few differences, and Coach knows more about the differences, but it's a lot like outdoor football. You're not going to notice that many differences from the outdoor game. The arena football you see on TV, if you guys watch it on TV, they have the nets in the end zone. We do not do the nets, which is people that like the indoor style will tell you that the most exciting play of the game for me, when I go to a game, the most exciting play for me is the kickoff, because you could easily have a touchdown, you know, on the kickoff. I'm very excited. Well, when they have the nets, you don't have kick returns because the ball bounces around on the nets, and so they can't get it and return it, you know. So that's one difference that I like. Without having the nets, is you get real kickoffs and that, you know, exciting play. And that website has other stuff about our teams, but it's just a good place to go for the rules for sure to start learning about indoor football, because we'll have to learn, I guess. So, but it'll be fun process.
And it's 8-on-8. Just if anybody, it's 8-on-8. We have 3 offensive linemen. We actually get to have 2 to 3 guys going in high motion, which is running toward the line of scrimmage on the snap of the ball. And, you know, Ricky talked about, you know, anywhere up to 100 balls going in the crowd. I know Brad's probably there holding his breath going, I hope we don't lose that many balls. But, see, Ricky will get rid of 30 to 40 before the game even starts. I have to put handcuffs on him because he just starts throwing all our game balls up in the crowd to all the kids. you know, as far as the game itself, you know, it's 3 offensive linemen. It's a lot of zone read stuff, a lot of passing. My forte is obviously offense, and have led the league in every single league that I've been in and broken records in the Arena Football League, the IFL, as far as passing and touchdowns and total points. So expect hopefully you got enough light bulbs, David, because we're going to break a few of those out there.
It's in the contract.
Good. Yes, sir.
Well, for your guys' information, 8-man football is king in Western Kansas.
Well, good.
There's nothing wrong with that.
We're known throughout.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, and you know, the thing is I can tell you, these guys that are coming in and playing, they are professional. And Sioux City, Iowa, which is one of the teams that we'll play, there's a gentleman named Fred Jackson, who's a running back for the Buffalo Bills, who was not upset about signing his 5-year, 20-some-odd million-dollar contract, who played for Sioux City, Iowa. These guys that are coming here have a hope or an expectation or a belief that they can actually have the ability to move on to the next level, whether that be the CFL, once again, I said NFL, Europe, the NFL. I know that they're going to want to come here because of the coaching staff that we have, and I'm sorry for putting words in other people's mouths, but we will have the best coaching staff in the league. That's just something that we do not cut corners on, and by having that, I know you're being, I'll say, courteous in saying that we'll be competitive, but politically correct, I guess, is probably the correct term, but we'll be extremely competitive. Like I said, I think just look at the previous track record of what our teams have done and what's happened. And sorry, Brad, you can pummel me later. But, no, we're going to have a team that the community will be proud of on the field and off the field, and there's no doubt about that.
And actually, Wichita just showed up.
They did?
Yeah, they finally
we got the defending champ sitting right over there, you know?
Decided to show up.
But we didn't play last year, though, so we're coming for you, Ashley and Jeremy. You got a target on your back, so... is there any more questions at all, guys? Okay, well, again, I appreciate everybody showing up. We're going to stick around for a little bit if anybody wants to come up, talk to us or whatever. Like I said, the office is down there. If you want to visit the website, we have our contact information on there and everything else. And I appreciate everybody showing up, and it's an exciting day for Southwest Kansas. So appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much.